guys, oh my God, we're back. Oh, that's peaking so much.
Okay, we can't get too excited. That's
okay,
all.
So we're freaking back.
Yeah, we're excited to be back because I didn't realize how much I'd actually missed doing this. Yeah. Just taking a week off.
I missed you, and it felt like I've been gone from the Vodka Sofa Lies world for so long.
It felt like a month, not a week.
I didn't like it. To be honest, it really threw off the balance of my temple.
Yeah, my week was weird.
Yeah.
Something was missing.
I started fighting with colleagues.
Sorry, this is different from usual.
Yeah. More than usual. Yeah. My whole chi was just...
You need this as a release middle of the week to kind of get it all out there.
It truly... This podcast...
Cleanses the soul.
Yeah, this podcast is truly the jizz that builds up inside of me and needs a release. Otherwise, it goes to my head and starts fucking with me.
It's been probably less than a minute of us recording. We've talked about jizz, like, right at the top there. So
But
it's great to be back.
Exactly. Like, this is what the people have missed so much.
I can't believe people were actually asking us, like, where's the ep this week? Like, I forgot people were actually listening to us. I thought this was just a, like, little passion project that you and I are just sitting here doing each week, and it just goes out into the ether and that's it.
Uh-huh.
But there's actual people waiting.
People ferociously commented on Instagram, and I mean, one.
Yeah.
And
friends checked in.
I went to school with her, so I didn't want to tell you because you were so excited. You're like, a fan has, like, commented why we haven't been on this week.
And I don't care if it's your friends. It's fine. I'm like, I'm happy with that. Any listener's a good listener.
Shout out to you and Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Okay, so I guess quite a bit has happened in our...
Absolutely.
In our areas of interest. Mm-hmm. We thought it would be a really great idea to dip back into maths.
Yeah.
I know that we covered it when...
Very first episode.
Yeah, very first episode.
So long ago now.
Oh God, it feels like we were so naive and
so
young then.
Like, what were we thinking?
I don't know. We were dumb.
Didn't know anything. And we're still dumb as fuck.
Yeah, so not much has changed. We look worse.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I've definitely aged.
I've aged 2 years in what? Mm-hmm. How long have we been doing this? Like 5 weeks?
Yeah, absolutely.
We are now walking around.
I'm losing hair at a rapid rate.
We are walking with Zimmer frames. Yeah. That's how we are getting to and from.
Little shuffle.
But we've still got a funny disposition.
Yeah.
That's for sure. It would be totally fucked of us not to talk about Ines and really dedicate a lot of time to her, even though she's not even on the show anymore.
No, she's fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What is she thinking? Like, so people who don't know, she had to appear in court this week.
Yes. On drunk driving charges.
From Christmas, wasn't it?
Yes. So I love whatever journalist at news.com.au that snapped when they wrote this article about her appearing in court.
Oh, my God. I only read the pedestrian one, so please tell me about this.
Yeah,
news.com.
So I know that it's about her, but basically just to give it some context, she got drunk on Christmas Day. Like, mm-hmm. Who doesn't? No ish there.
Yeah.
But
well, yeah, you're around family. You gotta.
Yeah, I'm just going to take a little snippet here. They're describing her arriving at the courthouse in Brisbane. You! Queenslanders. What was Ines there for? Nothing big. In a nutshell, on Christmas Day, she was drunk and got in a fight with her sister because her sister said something mean about her going on a reality show. And then Ines rammed her car into her sister's car. And then when the police arrived, when the police came, she gave them a fake name and screamed at them, fucking arrest me, bitch.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love her.
Like,
I hate her, but I love this moment.
That, for me, that, like, paragraph is...
I love that she used a fake name.
Yeah.
Like, she wasn't going to go to jail. Like, that was...
No.
No, because I'm not real. I'm not a real person.
No, she was going to completely hoodwink the police and... by giving a fake name that was going to stop them from physically arresting her.
And she would have gotten away with it.
I know.
If it wasn't for you darn kids.
Damn it, maybe she is intelligent. And we're the stupid ones.
Nah, she's definitely a big, fresh dumbass.
Right. So she has really, since leaving the show, she's taken to social media and really used it as a platform to breed more hate. I don't know. People just hate her, and yeah. She seems to be goading them. And every post is almost like a fuck you to all the haters. Which,
what else has she posted? Because I only saw her post like court date picture.
Yeah, well, she has posted the court date picture where she said, captioned it, "I'm sorry, I have to go and mow my lawn now."
Because she got community service?
Yeah, she got community. So she got 70 hours of community service.
What does that mean these days?
Is it still picking up trash on the side of the road?
Is that just in America?
Well, yeah, I'm just thinking that she's in an orange jumpsuit.
Yeah, same. Yeah, and she's got one of those poles and she's like stabbing
things.
Yeah.
But I think they do that here, but they give people a high-vis vest.
Okay.
And it's, you kind of, you don't know if they work for the council or if they've been caught with cocaine.
Okay. I'll keep my eye out more for that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it just happens.
I'll just play that game.
Yeah, on the Gold Coast, more like regional.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't know what else you could do. Do you go and read books to kids in a library for community service or?
I don't know. I'm really uneducated on this. I don't have any friends that have got community service yet.
No, neither.
I'm sure like some of my friends in their 30s are going to make some bad decisions, or me.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I reckon if it hasn't happened yet, it's probably most likely to be you.
Yeah, okay.
Just
my mum wouldn't be happy.
Just based on, and that's purely me knowing who you are as a person.
Yes.
That's it.
Okay. What do you think I'd get charged for? Like if someone said to you, "Dan's been arrested."
Yeah.
Where would your head go?
Okay, firstly, I'd go, "That checks out."
Yeah.
and then secondly, it would be like drunken public nuisance or
yeah,
something.
I was going to say drunken disorderly. Yeah. Like that would be the charge.
Just because I know like you truly go to a different place when you're fucked up.
Yeah.
You disassociate and you're, eyes aren't your. I actually find it quite scary being around you because your eyes aren't yours anymore.
No.
They almost like flick back in another pair, come forward.
Yeah.
And so if you were to be, if I heard that you'd been arrested, I'd be like, he was jogging home after being drunk.
Yeah.
Getting we're really
calling
fucked
back
up
to the last episode. Now.
And then he pulled his dick out. So okay. I don't know why I'm talking about you.
Yeah.
And then he pulled his penis out, thinking that he was having a wee in his bathroom, like he'd safely made it home.
Yeah.
But he was like at the chicken shop or something.
Okay.
Like you didn't know where you were.
Okay.
And yeah.
Do you know what? I haven't really been a public urination person in my time when I've been drunk. Of course, like man could take
good
a whiz anyway.
For but you, sweetie.
I know, but like, but also like I forget a lot of things. So maybe I have done that.
Yeah. I just think about, because I don't want to sit here and say that you're the only mess, because I'm also a huge mess.
Oh, yeah, massive.
I remember one time, well, actually, I don't remember this time. I was told this, but I was so drunk and my friend, like I was blacked out. Like remember from 9 p.m. until the next day at 11 and when I woke up. And
amazing.
This was when I was at college. And I got so drunk, she took me to McDonald's to have a meal and sober me up, and I just started throwing chippies all everywhere throughout. And
amazing.
then I walked into oncoming traffic, and she caught me and pulled me back, and she was like, "I can't go out with you anymore because I almost saw you die," and I felt really bad.
So you almost died.
I love you, Christine.
Do you know what? I did have a close run in with the police once when I was drunk because
here we
I was
go.
At McDonald's in Wollongong because I'd spent my New Year's
I love
Eve
that McDonald's sparked this story.
Yeah, I was out the front and I was like a mess and my friend was like eating her chippies like inside and I was just like, no, I'm going to throw up. But all I did instead of like, you know, walking away from the restaurant, just turned like went just basically to the other side of the wall and just started throwing up in the garden in front of everyone. Like, so everyone sitting in the restaurant just like watching me throw. I could have just gone a few more meters and there was two cops that like showed up at that time and they were like, "Can you just get further away?
Can you just go away? We're not going to arrest you."
Yeah, and I think I literally backchatted and was like, "It's McDonald's," like as in like this place is trash kind of thing. Like it's fine. And
oh
they would
my
like
God.
Just keep
Don't
going.
Don't sass them.
Well, you know how like,
I know
I sass
what,
someone.
Yeah,
when I'm
but
a
like
bit
the popo.
Tipsy. Yeah,
and
no, not the
popo. People.
Yeah. So yeah, lucky I haven't been thrown in the cell.
In the slammer. Oh, there's still time.
Yeah.
There is still definitely time. Weird little tangent that we just went off on, but do you think that my suspicion is that someone is grooming her for her own reality show. Like, this isn't the last that we've seen of Inez.
Like, she's trying to make her life seem so, like, interesting enough that she deserves some kind of spin-off.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, as we've said before, you have to have a borderline personality disorder to become a successful reality TV. Like, ding, ding, ding.
Oh, yeah.
We have a winner.
Oh, she's insane.
So
the fact that she showed up in a Mercedes, like, black... Well, so I read the paper. It was, like, a black limousine. But when I saw it, it was a Mercedes, like, van. Like, no, one of those, like, big ones.
It was truly just, like, a people mover.
Yeah.
What are we calling that Mercedes. Limo?
Well, pedestrian called a limo, and I was just like, ooh. And I saw the footage. I was like, this ain't a limo. But she did bring a bodyguard, which I thought was amazing.
Yeah, but, like... I think that the photographers, like, screamed at her, he rocks up to the court in a limousine. And I'm like, it's a stretch. I'm not calling the bus my Honda Civic.
You're not.
No,
one would.
I'm just not. Fucking have to catch the bus to and from every day. And it's like, what if someone notices me?
What? Oh, my God.
Inez, I'm done with her. Jess kind of took the part of Inez. Once she left, she then became the woman with a scarlet letter, right?
Well, 100%, because she was just staying on the show to get more screen time because Mick clearly hated her.
Yeah.
And this Dan thing, I think is just, like, brought up out of nowhere kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, she was like, oh, maybe I can prolong my time if I do see someone that's hot and kind of, like, go for that.
But do you think, I mean, it just all feels way too convenient that he arrived just when things were breaking down with her and Mick as a last minute wedding that just came in halfway through. Like, what? I'm confused. I don't like how these producers play with me.
I know, but I think that was the whole point, wasn't it? Like, throwing, because, like, Billy was, like, hot as well, but just, like, an emotional mess. Like, he was great though. He wore his emotions on his sleeve.
Did you see a lot of yourself in him?
Yeah, it was like, do you know what? Also, the thing that I loved was him just, like, tripping over his words when he was trying to deliver a statement.
Yeah.
Like, when he was trying to tell her that she wasn't going to still have, like, the looks when she got older. And then he was like, oh, he was like, yeah, oh, well, you know, you're not going to have these looks when you're up.
And you're just like,
oh, no,
guy,
just go, please stop. But it was great.
Hey, I got some queer vibes from him.
You think?
Yeah.
What, just too, what, manicured or something?
And... emotional. Ooh. Can I say that?
Wow, someone really loves supporting toxic masculinity up in here, don't they?
I do.
Because men don't have emotions. Real men.
Not the ones I'm fucking with. Please, I will be attracted to you if you cannot communicate with me in any way. I'm like, take my clothes off.
Void of emotion, please.
Yeah. Like, do you want to chat about some daddy issues? No. Great, let's do this. Let's absolutely do this. Yeah, I don't know. It was just the calendar, the nudie calendar.
I missed this. What do you mean?
Okay, so when they were doing homestays and she went over to Billy's place and he had this very camp friend who was a photographer who showed off a full frontal nude calendar that Billy was heavily involved in. And the photographer had taken the images and I was like, best friend or...
someone you're fucking.
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely Googling this when I get home.
Well, I'm surprised that you didn't
already. Yeah. Well, I was not aware, so I must Google now.
And Dan has just shot out the door.
Yeah.
He's off.
With an erection.
he ran into the wall. Yeah.
His dick got jammed in the door as I closed it behind me.
Okay. Jess and Dan... do you think they're going to last? Do you think she's pregnant? Of course, that's been the big
news.
So
she's posted, what was it, a Snapchat? That was meant to be private, yes?
I don't know. I got this from Daily Mail, so, like, take it with one grain of salt.
Oh, Daily Mail's Bible.
Yeah, true. But she apparently posted it to her public Snapchat and then quickly deleted it. Now...
would you say food baby or 100%, baby?
100%. Okay. Food baby. You know why?
Because she's literally punching her own back to push her stomach out?
A little bit. And also, I don't know shit about shit, but I think when you're pregnant, it's lower than that. Like, her belly's poking out, like, in the middle, like where a burger would be.
Okay.
But I think it needs to be down closer to the vajuts.
If no, I see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you carry them high, aren't they like girls or something?
No, but it's still
an old wives' tale.
I don't know, but it just you don't carry it up near your ribs.
Also,
it,
your
at
tits
the beginning.
Get bigger.
Oh,
well, yeah, that but, hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, but sometimes that doesn't happen until
oh, really?
Like later on.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of those second trimester things.
Don't. You don't know. Third? Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about.
Literally no idea.
But also, I absolutely believed that she purposely posted it and then deleted it to get shit
100%.
Stirring. Yeah. What a shit stirrer.
Well, they've got like that really short window now where they've really got
to
lean into
lies.
This if they want
to
keep it going. Mm, mm. Otherwise, you're going to fade into obscurity in a matter of time.
Absolutely.
Matter of seconds.
Lean into this like your whole life depends on it. And if you don't, you will die.
Yeah.
A slow and painful death.
And she's living right now.
Barely.
Yeah.
She's got a small, yeah, she does. She's got a small little opportunity here and she's got to go for
it. She's got to bleed it dry.
Actually, she'd do well to get knocked up. That'd get her some more headlines.
How long would a bebe give you that? Like, what longevity does a baby give you?
Well, she needs to get pregnant immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And then as per my knowledge.
Pregnant to Dan or just pregnant to
it's
anyone?
It's 9 months.
Okay.
I mean, ideally we'd go pregnant to Mick.
Yeah. Oh, that would.
Because that would just.
That'd be a twist.
Oh, God, that would be good. And then once the baby's born, it's like she could start putting the baby on Instagram and really milking
yeah, true.
That.
Oh, my God. She'd become a, what were we talking about? The Insta mums? Like the.
Oh, don't. The ones that are like, Insta mom,
yeah,
mummy
okay.
bloggers.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, mummy blogger. That's
yeah,
what I was
mummy
thinking.
Bloggers, the
yeah.
ones that have the fucking, the boards and
yeah.
they're like, it's 1 o'clock. No whiny, no talky. Mummy needs a little shot of heroin before she can get up and take you to school, kids. of course not. We don't condone the big H.
No. But we do endorse alcoholism.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's
a healthy amount.
I think that's safe to say that we endorse and condone a healthy amount of alcoholism, yeah. which exists.
Yeah.
If you can keep your job
mm-hmm.
And you don't smell too much like booze
yeah.
During the week.
Oh, well, that one's hard.
No, too much.
Too much,
if
yeah,
you can
sorry.
Mask it,
yes.
which you have become a master of, you know.
Spray that Gucci by Gucci.
Oh, yeah.
Cover up the problem spots.
Oh, my God.
As in my whole body.
Yeah, and you
my pits.
Got a spritz.
Yeah.
You got a spritz everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe down south as well. Spritz a little bit down there. Maybe you didn't get time to have a shower.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You?
Didn't know I had a smelly crotch.
Yeah, what is it? Smegma?
Oh, yuck. No, I hate when people talk about this. It makes me feel ill.
Why?
Dick cheese.
Dick cheese.
I can't.
Well, I was far too old
I've got
before I
it's
learned
bit,
what
like,
smegma was.
Well, you'd hope, yeah. Why would you need to know at a young age what smegma is?
Oh, they should be teaching young boys at school what smegma is. Like,
well, they have. Well, it's a STI. Is it STI or is it? No, it's just like literally
isn't
from being disgusting,
build up?
Isn't it?
It's a build-up of.
Oh, my God.
Sorry,
build
I just,
up of what?
Oh, no, but I just thought about
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's why my skin was crawling before because it's fucking
like,
disgusting.
And also you're wearing a yellow shirt today,
oh,
so it's like
no.
you
I'm
are.
I'm bringing the imagery.
You are smegma.
Stop.
No, Dan is a beautiful, very clean boy to anyone
I do,
out
I am
there.
Fairly clean,
that's
I would
nice.
Say. Yeah.
You do
love a shower.
You're doing your regular. You, ticks and crosses.
Yeah, that's it. My to-do list for cleanliness.
It's
every
like,
day.
Fuck, I knew I had to do something today.
Yeah.
Claim a
wash
dick.
Wash that crotch.
Yeah.
Missed that off the list, obviously, as Lisa points out.
I don't know if this like needs to be said or not, but I'm very particular about making sure genitals are clean.
Okay. How particular?
I like have... I wouldn't say OCD, but, like, I have 3 showers a day.
Okay. Where do you fit the second one in?
At work.
Okay.
And that's not that weird.
Oh, no. Okay. So I am pretty much averaging the same
yeah.
as well, though, because I have one in the morning when I
yeah.
get up. Yeah.
Clean genitals.
And then I also like usually go to the gym during lunch, so I have to have a shower after that. Yeah. And then actually no, I get to. I don't shower at night.
Yeah. I'm also like
a, so you just get home and shower as well.
Yeah, I'll get home and shower. And then like say it's the weekend.
I just cupped your hair for no reason. I do too.
Yeah.
Oh well.
But I like before sex as well, I like to make sure there's a wash down and
yeah. So do you ever like, have you ever come home with like a one night stand? You like just getting into the mood and then you're like just popping off to the shower, BRB.
No way. No. I'm talking about in a relationship.
Okay.
I like the whole process needs to be clean because sex is disgusting.
Yeah.
And so I want to make it as clean as possible
yes.
before I do the ungodly act.
And you and do you expect your partner as well to be showered up as well?
Yeah, but I'm not like...
Oh, you're just suggestive about it.
I'm suggestive.
Wash that dick, boy.
Yeah. I just ring a little bell yeah. and he knows. He scurries off. No words needed. No, but when I was single, I was a dirty bitch. Like, I would go out, come home, and just, like, the next day, whoever I'd had sex with, then go...
Oh, they're still there.
What state was me and my girl in.
Oh my god.
But I'm clean.
That's good. Know. Well, now you've learned. Like, you definitely have like standards now for cleanliness, which yeah, is great.
Absolutely.
And men, hopefully.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so shall we move on to are we done with maths? Is there anything else you wanted to say about maths?
I can't wait for the reunion. Apparently, Cyrell glasses someone.
Yes.
I read that.
So I had a little insider knowledge.
Tell me more.
I have a few people that I know that work in the reality show industry. Oh, my God, actually, you'll find this so funny. I was at a baby shower the other day.
Love it.
And I was talking to a friend of mine, her husband,
yeah.
who... he works on reality TV shows, so he travels all around the world.
Yeah.
He'll do, I can't say which one.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I had just enough rosé that I was like, oh, fuck, man, you've got to come on our podcast. We talk about all about reality TV. You'll have so many things. And he's like,
yeah, I can't talk about anything.
Like, you do realize that we signed NDAs for that very reason, so we can't go and tell you what's happening behind the scenes. And I made it my mission while still guzzling wine
yeah.
to be like berate him berate and be him like, you got to come on the show. You got to do it. We'd love you. And he was
he explained himself so like calmly to you.
At the beginning, he could not be more polite mm-hmm. and just like brush it off.
Yeah.
And I think once we hit like the 28 minute mark of me sort of like yelling at him,
yeah.
he just quite simply walked away.
Well, I admire him. Well done to him putting up with your drunk shit
yeah.
for that long and then politely walking away.
He spun on his heels and chuffed off.
Had to get out.
Yeah. And I'm sorry for doing that. But that's what this podcast does to me. Well, I'm like, yeah. it's all I think about. What was I going to say? I don't.
I just talked about. Well, I said Cyril.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. And so my other friend.
Okay.
Said weeks ago, told me that the finale.
Yes.
Was the most intense thing they've ever had to film.
Finale, the reunion.
Sorry, the reunion, like yeah. the last episode, and yeah, it really plays into that now news that's coming out about Cyril. But they were like, the police were almost involved.
And amazing.
Like, it gets
wait.
So fucking hectic. So when will that be? Next Sunday.
I hope it ends soon.
Yeah, like, it's consumed
fine,
me.
But it's just, it's long.
Yeah, it's been an extraordinarily long season.
Yeah, and I just want Bachelor in Paradise to start as well.
Oh, my God.
So I can move on to my next trash.
Yeah, I need Bachelor in Paradise and Love Island.
Oh, I need Love Island
both
back.
Of them. And I know...
Something to do every night.
Yeah, I know, to fill the empty void
yeah.
that is my soul. Ooh. But I know you are chomping at the bit to talk about Bachelor in Paradise and I just have to keep like, down boy, yeah. down, because we keep getting little promos.
Yeah, and I keep like messaging Lisa like, oh, let's do this. And she's like, no.
Yeah, because we've got to wait until we got a little more substance. But I'll give you all the airtime you need. Thank when you. The show comes on.
It's just going to be a whole episode about the premiere. Yeah. You understand that.
I mean, Dan is sweating as we speak, just yeah. to set the scene.
I'm just sweating out the alcohol from last night, but also sweating
yeah,
talking about Bachelor
in Paradise.
He's
on the table and he's taking his Smegma shirt off and he's fired up. Okay, so Spice Girls.
Oh.
Of course. Do you want to, like, fill us in a little bit about what's happened this week?
So Mel B, a.k.a. Scatty Spice, was talking to a piece of shit, Piers Morgan, on Good Morning Britain.
I hate the guy.
Whatever
the
fucking show
so
was.
Much.
Anyway, yeah, I fucking hate him. He's disgusting.
And
I'm really,
it's his interview show now.
Really disappointed with Ariana having dinner with him a while back, but I...
Why did she do that? Didn't he, like, hang shit on her?
Yeah, they were, like, were tweeting each other, like, yeah, throwing shit on each other. And then now they had dinner together and had a good conversation.
He's fuck human that. Smegma.
He's just, yeah, there we go.
Smegma.
Yeah. I want to put smegma on him and not on my shirt anymore. So I will push the smegma onto Piers Morgan.
Smegma.
Disgusting piece of shit. Anyway, he was interviewing Mel B and was pressing her on whether her and Jerry Halliwell, Ginger Spice.
Thank you. Ginger.
Yeah, I've felt wrong saying that, but it's right. And asking whether they've hooked up previously or fucked each other, really.
Did he ask whether she'd hooked up with any, like, all of them, or was he pointedly like, did you and Jerry have something going on?
It was, yeah, it was more, because I think she tried to generalize it as saying, like, oh, we've all, like, blah, 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 like, kind of said, like, we've all kissed each other or something, as, like, a joke or something, like, joking around.
Yeah, didn't
around.
She say, like,
oh,
we slept in the
bed. Oh, no, we all
bed.
Slept in the same bed together. Yeah,
so
that was
do
it.
Do with that information what you will.
Yeah, and then he pressed her on Jerry specifically. And then she kept looking to Mel C, Sporty Spice, in the crowd.
Right.
And kept going, oh, like, oh, you know, kind of thing. Yeah, and Mel C's like, I don't know anything. And then he just kept pressing her and she kind of nodded.
Right.
Which was...
So she...
And she was like, long time ago, oh, she's going to hate me. She's, like, posh and lives in a, like, nice country house now. Like, she doesn't want this kind of thing.
But, like, I'm suspicious, as always, because I don't trust anyone, that this is just a line to sell tickets to their tour.
Do they need that?
Yeah, I thought,
like,
it was
like, everyone
sold out.
Fucking bought a ticket to that thing.
I think because I don't trust anyone because of Kris Jenner...
Yeah, you think, like, everyone's story is fabricated now because of, especially because of Jordan.
Exactly. And, like, I need to see that show, a show about the PR foot soldiers of Hollywood that are actually doing all this underground work where they're just, like, lying and setting. It's a little bit Entourage-esque, but also just specifically
for,
like,
celebrities.
For celebrities.
Yeah, as in, like, basically these PR people are fantastic writers.
100%. Like, they're storytellers.
Yeah, exactly. They're doing, like, Oscar-worthy plot lines.
If my brain worked better, I would have...
The days I think about, like, my brain, just like, I just wish you could get there more.
Yeah. Okay, so when I go to think about something, I go to the, like, I think... Mm-hmm. into the part of my brain.
Yeah.
And then it just goes,
the think,
like...
think center.
Yeah, and it just goes,
the think,
like...
tank. If you will.
No. You've just gone to, like, a dark room. There's nothing there that you thought was there. Because I know the thought that I'm trying to think, but it just goes to nowhere. So
what was this in relation to?
This is in relation to if I was less dumb,
yeah.
I would bring up an example of a time when a PR has masterminded a cover-up story and it's come out what the real story is. Can you think about anything that's happened in, like, celebrity? I'm sure it's happened before.
As in there was, like, a narrative put out to what cover up something.
Yeah, to cover
and
up
it,
something.
It was
then,
undone.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think of Jussie Smollett, but that's kind of, like, a weird, fucked up, like...
Yeah, I still don't know what's happening there.
Yeah.
When I saw that case was dropped today, I was like, I don't know what's going on here.
That feels like a very, like, double weird... So that's not the example I'm looking for. Anyway... Mel B has now since come out and said on, I think, Today FM this morning, she did an interview and she said that she admitted they had a little thing going on. She's basically trying to backtrack a little bit. But
make
she
it
said
smaller
she
than
never
it is.
She never actually said the words "we had sex," but she said that they had a thing. And, like, what does that mean? Do you think Jerry's just fucking pissed off?
I think so. Well, she said she's chatted to Jerry and they've, like, had a long chat about it. Mm. So I think she would be understanding.
See,
and
I
they've got to go on tour together as well.
See, I think that's the line. I don't think it was calm and, like...
Well, Piers... Okay, well, Piers in the interview did say, like, he was like, did you do anything? And she's like, what do you, like, what do you mean? And
he
was like, well, sex. And
then
she ended up nodding later to that whole, like, line of questioning. So it was clear at the time what he was trying to ask her. Right. So,
but if you're just pulling quotes out for a story, it kind of doesn't feel, I mean, her saying we had a little thing.
Yeah.
Makes me think they,
we can call it sex, even if they just, if there's any, yeah, exactly.
I love thinking about the thought that they were boning, like they're on,
it's great,
during Spice World and they're on that bus and they were just like,
yeah,
nighty night girls, just going to close a little curtain to my bunk and I'm
going to eat ginger mashup.
Yeah. I'm going to eat ginger out.
Oh my God.
Because I reckon that's how it would have gone down.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
I reckon Scary would have been the dominant one there and gone to
Jerry
town.
Jerry was just lapping it up.
Well, Scary Spice was lapping it up.
Oh, yeah, true. In the puss.
This sort of spurred on a question that I had.
Yes.
Which two celebrities would you like to see boning? Like, what's your fantasy celebrity couple? And it can be as obscure as possible because I've got a good one.
You go first. I need to think about mine.
Okay, so I always thought, what about if we one day found out that Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg have actually been fucking this whole time?
Do you know what? Be shocked for a second and then go, do you know what? That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that actually... I think she hugely makes
loves
sense.
Snoop's dick.
Yeah.
Like, that potluck dinner show that they have, they're not just cooking food. It's some chemistry there.
Yeah, 100%. Like, there's something steamy going on. And they're just, like, I actually don't hate them as a couple.
Absolutely not.
Like,
fully support that.
Yeah, and I can fully see that there is a physical attraction to each other. But I think they go deeper than that. I actually think they connect on a spiritual level,
mm-hmm.
And like just like a very, like, I don't know. I think there's something at play there.
I hope there is. I hope that is a story that breaks this year because that'll just like brighten my year. Basically. Yeah.
I think my favorite fantasy is the thought that she is actually coming into the studio with him and she's like his little bitch in there smoking weed while he's like recording songs, but she's also made like a lovely like lasagna for the team and brings it out.
What a world.
I know.
I'd love a reality show of that as well. Them living their lives together, like newlyweds, but with Martha and Snoop.
I'd
watch
to
the
live
shit out of that.
Yeah, me too. Now I'm going to throw the question back on you.
I'm still thinking about this.
Okay, do you want to check back in like in 3 weeks or?
Yeah, probably 3 weeks would be good. I'll just get to you in like a further episode.
Okay.
Let me think. I'm just.
Okay, will this help you? Who's your favorite celebrity at the moment?
Favorite? One of my favorite celebrities.
It's got to be a Real Housewife, surely.
Oh, Denise Richards, have to say. Because she's been on. Who's
coming to Australia?
I can't wait.
And we would love to get her on the show, but.
I don't know how that's going to work.
We'll see if that happens.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Just ask.
I got an email telling me that she was coming here, and I'm like, should I just give it a go?
Absolutely.
Should I just try?
Yeah.
Maybe I will.
Why not?
Invite her into this little shack.
Yeah.
No, we'd have to do something special.
And the lights will turn off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to look into it.
Let's get a little lounge here.
She can
be comfortable.
Yeah.
We'll actually start drinking again with her.
Oh, my God.
She loves a drink. She's been so pissed on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Like, she just shows up to dinner, like, drunk and stuff.
Great. How do you not be pissed and be on that show?
Oh, I would have to be wasted to be on a reality show.
But I don't, like, it's, you'd actually just have to leave the show if you couldn't be fucked up the whole time.
She also keeps talking about how huge her husband's dick is. Have you seen him?
Yeah, actually, because this was a bit of a bother for me. Well, no, I don't, like, whatever. Good for them.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to find some sort of solstice after being married to Charlie Sheen.
Fair.
But when the pictures came out of her wedding day, she wore shorts.
Oh, yeah, like the short thing with the wedding dress. Like, because it had, like, a dress over it, but, they were, like, shorties.
And I got in trouble for, like, within my friendship group for like shaming her for wearing shorts, but like I didn't shame her. I was just like, it's gross. to like wear shorts. It's nothing to do with her. And they're like, you're age shaming her because she's in her 40s and she wore shorts to her wedding. I was like, no, bitch, just don't wear shorts to your wedding.
It's not. Well, you can do what you want, but like.
Absolutely. Who am I to tell her what to do? She's literally had Charlie Sheen inside of her at least twice.
Yeah, because of the kiddies.
Two kids.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And you know what? She's a good lady. She's adopted a child.
Yeah.
Don't come up in here and wear shorts to a wedding. It's like, I'm a reasonable girl. Mm-hmm. Don't do that to me.
I can't wait to have her on the show so we can confront her about this.
So with that being said, please, Denise, babe, come on the show.
I would actually, okay. I would like to see, wait. No, it's gone.
Oh, my God. We thought we had a good thought train.
It was something
there.
Like Anthony related and then I just kind of, it ooh, just blew away.
Ooh. Speaking of Anthony, did you see that article that came out about him this week?
What about him?
He was on Watch What Happens Live
with Sonia Morgan. Oh, my God. I would love to see those two bang. Fuck. They were on Watch What Happens Live together and she is a sexual person. He says he's quite fluid with his sexuality as well. So let's see them boning. I would love to see that.
Well, I mean,
I'm happy we got there.
Yeah. But, okay, here's the thing.
Okay, sorry.
He said he openly admitted that he has slept with more women than men.
Did he?
He said that. He said those words. And I immediately excused myself from my desk and started masturbating furiously in the work toilets.
Why not the showers here? That's so much cleaner than the toilets. The toilets are gross.
I don't know.
Please go finger yourself in the fucking showers next time. Not those gross toilets. Someone could be taking a shit next to you.
Daniel, I wasn't thinking properly.
Jesus Christ.
A cloud came over me.
No wonder those toilets are filthy. What's going down there to jerk off and shit?
Yeah, what do you think happens when a girl comes?
But your shit's everywhere.
Oh, my God. Correct. Absolutely correct.
You would not be mistaken.
In that case, in these bathrooms, a lot of girls are going to town on themselves.
Yeah. Oh, the guys too, it seems.
There's shit up the walls here.
I fucking hate people. I have to say that. Yeah. Like, people are fucking disgusting. Like, honestly, people are filth.
I know.
I don't understand how people can leave a cubicle.
Yeah, public
looking
toilets.
A certain way and be fine. Like, as if, like, what if someone else is walking in straight after you?
Yeah.
Like, you can't plan that, like, perfectly. And they would just see the fucking, like, mess you've left behind. How can you walk away as a human being, hold your head up?
And
still
not,
function in this world knowing the fucking scene you left behind.
Knowing that you're about to send a soldier in there.
Jesus Christ.
To make a doo-doo on top of your...
Literally. Like, I walk in there sometimes and I feel like housekeeping.
Scene.
You're like, you know what I mean?
I
like,
know.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. No, don't you dare. No, but I just... Yeah, I am in the same boat as you. The amount of people that have a complete disregard for the functionality of a toilet, which is specifically to get it in that pretty big hole.
Yeah.
I think we've got a lot
huge.
To work with
like,
there.
Like, no one here is packing that much of an ass here.
No.
That, like, they're not going to fit onto one of those
No.
toilet seats.
I have truly seen it up the back walls.
Stop.
And on the door.
On the door.
On the door.
What were they doing, shitting on their hands and open the door?
Looks like it.
Fucking hell.
Oh, my God.
People are disgusting. I saw shit and blood once. And I was like, someone's not well. Like, I wanted to call an ambulance and show up and then just announce for reception, someone needs this.
Someone
needs to get down because you're bleeding out your ass.
And just give a rectal exam to everyone in the office to just be like, I'm doing this for you.
Like, I just send an email straight to HR and be like, someone's dying.
Yeah, I do worry about the health. Health? Oh, wow. I said health with an F.
Oh,
yeah, sometimes the
juicy
comes
out. Oh, my God.
Okay, so I do think that we need to now move on to the Dina Award for this week.
Yes. Yeah, well, because I just thought my first thing that I just like to do sometimes is, what's Ricky Lee up to? Since we discussed her in one of the first episodes, was it one of the first episodes? I don't know. We discussed old Ricky Lee Coulter, and I just want to check, like, you know, go to check in on her.
Mm-hmm.
She's currently practicing for her next, like, concerts that she's doing. Do you call them concerts, shows?
Tour, old lady.
tour.
And a concert. She's going to do some concert.
No, she's announced a national tour.
Tour of A Star Is Born, the soundtrack.
Oh, oh my God.
So.
Can you believe? Can I you can't, actually believe
it? I didn't
it?
Know people could do that. I just didn't know. Like, I know old people, like older, like accomplished, retired kind of people will come back and they might do like a tour of like, oh, let's.
Old jazz songs or yeah, something
exactly,
like that.
Exactly, something like that.
But you can't be a current singer and then take current songs.
Something that's still charting. And still charting.
And tour them as your own, knowing full well that the whole internet is looking at you because you said that Lady Gaga borrowed your necklace.
The.
Then I just can't. It's so good. It's so good.
It's amazing. It's like she drew all the attention to herself and then she has the audacity to then take Lady Gaga's music that she Oscar-winning
yes.
music
yep, yep.
and perform it as her own.
Yeah.
And profit from
yes.
it. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah, it actually is insane.
It's, I like, I'm proud. Like
I'm here for it.
Yeah, I'm so like, wow, well done.
Yeah.
Who would have the nerve?
Yeah.
But you.
Who would be so out of touch with reality
yeah.
to do that? Ricky Lee.
And look, Ricky it's Lee. Probably going to be her best tour yet.
Yeah. And
also, it was, sorry,
it must be said, we will be going.
Yeah, we have to. Front row. But it's also like A Star Is Born and some of my biggest hits. Like, okay.
Will you, I mean, you and I have both been jumping on her social account. You have a little recording that you'd like to yeah. play now.
So I'm just going to play you, this is her rehearsing for A Star Is Born and her trying to learn, I don't know how to say it myself, Vive en la Rose.
No, La Vie en Rose.
There you go. See, we have a native French speaker here with us. And this
Bonjour,
is...
Bonjour, bitch.
Je m'appelle Daniel. That's all I know. And so this is a recording of Ricky Lee trying to learn...
the words to La Vie en Rose.
This is what happens when you do not speak French. You have to write out weird things. Yeah. Je la perçois.
So, obviously, Miss Ricky Lee Coulter don't know shit about French, not like I do myself, but she's sounding out the words like a child.
It's so good.
And she's actually, if you see the visual, written the sounds above the words.
Yeah, she's got her
to rhythm. Get her head around it.
Yeah, she's struggling with the phonetics, mm-hmm. and I get it. French is a hard tough. Word to sound
tough
out.
Stuff.
My suggestion would be to, I don't know, maybe leave it out.
Yeah.
Maybe leave it out of the set list.
You're going to play every song? I would actually like to see her do Hair Body Face like that.
But fuck, now I need to see her do La Vie en Rose because she's going to be La Vie en Rose. Like that.
The rendition will be a masterpiece.
Yeah. So, in fact, keep it in there, babe.
I can't wait to see her go... from like Shallow to like one of her songs,
which
like,
is,
can you,
I couldn't tell you
something like, can you handle Unbothered?
yeah, I'm fully hot and bothered over this
oh my
whole
God.
Situation. Okay. This, I've got to come clean to you on something.
Okay, great.
So obviously when we,
Hilary Duff come clean. Sorry. That's all that's going through my head just then.
Yeah. Just lots of
brain spurt. I had to say,
thank you.
Sorry. Continue.
So as you mentioned a few weeks ago, we touched on Ricky Lee, just the absurdity of her talking about
Lady Gaga's
necklace. And so I was just like fully actively involved in just watching her every move.
Yeah.
And because I have, so on my Instagram app, I've got my personal account
yes.
and also now linked is the Vodka Sofa Lies.
Yes.
And sometimes when the Vodka Sofa Lies account gets a notification, it just automatically flips me over without when I haven't even swapped from my
glitchy.
Personal account. Yeah. So I noticed that Ricky Lee went live.
She loves a live.
She loves a live. And basically to set the scene, she was driving along with her husband and she was letting fans know that she would be going on this tour. The live went for so long and she just kept jumping in because they were listening to the Shallow soundtrack in the car.
And was she singing over the
and
top
she was
of it?
Singing a little bit and then she was chatting to people. She was having cute little jokes with her husband saying like, oh, yeah, maybe you can come on the tour too and all this sort of stuff. And I got a little notification because you know how you can see people chatting.
Yes.
I got a little notification that said Vodka Sofa Lies has joined. And I was like, oh, my God, Daniel's here too. So I started talking to you.
And you were talking to yourself.
But I didn't realize that I had been switched over to the account. So I was actually just, and I was drunk.
Oh my God.
So I was talking to myself.
Amazing.
Just being like, hey, what are you doing here, buddy? And then like it took me too long to realize that I was just commenting to myself. And then I started talking about like Lady Gaga. Once I realized, I was like, hey, Ricky Lee, have you heard from Lady Gaga lately?
And she responded to none of it.
I was like, when are we getting that collab we need, girl? And then I looked at myself in the mirror and realized it was time to log
off. Put the phone down.
Yeah. In fact, I was taking some screenshots and I posted it to the Vodka Sofa Live stories and then I was like, this makes no sense. So do you see any of this?
No, I didn't see any of it.
I posted something and then I took it down because I was like,
I wish I did.
I'm drunk.
That's amazing. I love that. That you were just speaking to yourself on Ricky Lee's feed.
Yep.
And everyone else watching is going, who is this?
Yeah.
Who's she speaking to?
Myself.
Amazing.
Yes. Yeah,
so. And that was our account doing that. Yeah. So people.
That was our, what we're trying to make, a substantial, we're trying to make
money. Please follow us at Vodka Sofa Lies Instagram.
We're trying to make money from this so we can quit our jobs.
Yeah.
And so I may have single-handedly made sure that that will never happen.
Ever.
I should log off my Instagram account.
Oh, I say that to myself all the time. I need to log out of my dang phone.
But that's just us. We're keeping it real for you guys.
I know.
Sometimes
it's unpredictable when we drink.
That's us.
Yeah. That's very much a part of our essence, I guess. A
couple of gals who hate smegma.
Exactly. That's putting that in our bio.
So, guys, thanks for coming back to us.
And we're so happy to be back.
Yeah,
so
we have missed talking shit for your enjoyment. We hope that you're still enjoying it.
Sorry about all the smegma chat, though.
Yeah, I can't.
A lot more than I anticipated.
I can't promise.
Even though it wasn't on the list of topics.
Can't promise it won't be coming back.
Wow. Okay.
So sorry about that. As always, we're trying to better ourselves. We're trying to make our brains better.
Yes.
Who knows?
I'm trying to read before bed now. That's a new thing that I'm doing to try and stimulate, the cells.
Yeah. And he's starting with Spot.
Yeah.
Just a very simple book.
Yeah. Hungry, hungry caterpillar. It's very hungry.
Turns out. Yeah. Haven't got to the end yet, so don't know what happens.
Yep. Don't ruin it. No spoilers. Don't tag me. Please.
Okay, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. As always, I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you. I'm deeply in love with you.
Bye.
Bye.